Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss motif. M-O-T-I-F. Motif. So what is a motif? See, motif is basically a dominant idea in a work of literature and it is different from the theme. Theme ko motif nahi kehte. So in other words, a motif is an element or idea that occurs again and again throughout a work of literature. And motif helps in the development of the theme. For example, consider Shakespeare's play called Romeo and Juliet. Now, it's basically about love. The theme of love is there. But love is a kind of paradox. Paradox with many contradictions. Ye basically theme hai. And throughout the play, you'll see that Shakespeare uses opposite symbols such as night and day, moon and sun, crows and swan, crows bird and the swan. And all of these paired symbols fall into the broader pattern of dark versus light or a pattern of opposites. So it reinforces the theme that love is a paradox. So if we were to distinguish between motif and theme, we will say motif is something more concrete and theme is something more abstract. Motif consists of specific images, symbols that the reader can visualize. And motifs also tend to be specific to the work in which they appear. Matlab, specific to a particular play or poem. Whereas themes can appear again and again in different works of the same writer. For example, if we reconsider the example of Romeo and Juliet, the play by Shakespeare, of course it is about the theme of love as being something contradictory. But ye cheez to aapne pehle bhi padhi hogi, in the sense that many other writers have spoken about this theme, that love is a bundle of contradictions, where there might be happiness and sadness, pleasure and pain. But in Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare uses a different set of symbols, or a particular and repetitive pattern of symbols, something which indicates the contradictory nature of love. And this same pattern of symbols may not be used by other writers. The theme which other writers may write about might be love, might be contradictory nature of love. But the set of repetitive symbols or pattern of symbols may not be the same. So this is the difference between motif and theme. Then another related issue or a related term is ubisunt. Okay, ubisunt, U-B-I-S-U-N-T, ubisunt. Now, ubisunt basically comes from Latin. It's basically a Latin phrase and mostly it is used in poems. So, a kind of verse form in which stanzas begin with ubisunt or something equivalent. Because, of course, ubisunt is something said in Latin. So, suppose if a French poet or an English poet uses this, he will use something equivalent. And what ubisunt basically means is, you know, it is used to describe the transitory nature of all things or the impermanent nature of all things. And there is a famous poem by Francois Villon. Okay, Francois Villon. Francois Villon is basically one of the greatest French lyric poets. And he has written a poem called Ballad of the Ladies of Bygone Times. Sometimes it is translated as Ballad of the Ladies of Times Past. And there is a refrain in this poem called Where are the snows of yesteryear? Okay, where are the snows of yesteryear? So, isme basically kehta kya hai that, you know, these poems meditate or reflect on the transitory nature of life and the inevitability of death. And all people, whether it be somebody weak or poor or somebody strong or beautiful or virtuous, everybody meets the same fate. So, as a recap, what is motif? Basically, it can be a type of event. It can be a device, reference or formula which occurs frequently in a work of literature and which reinforces the theme. That is what a motif is.